working hours that suit us. While many workers are compelled to work long hours, others can't get the hours they need to survive financially. This is especially true for women in part-time work, many of whom would like to work more hours. At the same time, many women are forced to take on multiple jobs in order to try and make ends meet. Workplace flexibility has for the most part been a one-way process for the benefit of the bosses and their profits. Zero-hour contracts make it almost impossible to combine work and childcare. And during the pandemic, women workers have been more likely than male workers to have had their hours cut. The pandemic has shown that many jobs can be done in flexible locations and at flexible times, but this must not be abused by the bosses. We say, no cuts in working hours, unless requested by workers themselves for the right to flexible working hours, that put the needs of workers first. Remote working should be a right but never compulsory, and zero-hour contracts. Full employment rights from day one at work, a maximum 35-hour week with no loss of pay,